Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52 as follows. They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up. Jesus is calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to call upon Jesus when we need his help, just like the blind beggar Bartimaeus did when he cried out, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Mark chapter 10, with special attention to verses 51 and 52 as follows. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if Jesus were to appear to us this morning and ask you, "What do you want me to do for you?" what would you say to him right now? Think about it for just a moment before you answer the question. Yes, if Jesus were to ask you this morning, "What do you want me to do for you?" what would you ask him for? Some of us would probably say, "Jesus, Son of David, I want you to keep me safe and healthy from the Delta virus." This is a universal concern by every one of us right now, not getting infected and sick, and especially not dying from it. Others, "Jesus, Son of David, I want you to help me get healthy again." This is especially true of those of us who are not getting any younger, but older, as we must suffer with the aches and the pains we have every day. Some of us with pain in our knees, our back, or arthritis in our hands. Others not being able to eat and digest their food properly. Still others not being able to walk or sleep anymore as we used to when we were still young and healthier. Whatever it is, I'm certain that all of us would ask Jesus for something that would make life much easier, healthier, and better for us. And that is precisely what Jesus asked a blind beggar called Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, as he was sitting by the roadside. At first he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He knew who Jesus was and called him the Son of David and recognized him as the Messiah. And as he was crying out to Jesus for help and mercy, many rebuked him and told him to be silent. They were trying to shut him up, but he refused and would not listen to them and cried out even more, saying again, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And when Jesus heard his call, he stopped and said, "Call him." And they did, as they were apparently shocked and said to him, "Bartimaeus, take heart. Get up. Jesus is calling you." Just imagine for a moment. Jesus, as the Son of David, was calling for this beggar who was blind, one who had no status in society and was a burden to everyone in the community. He did not have any health insurance or receive any social security disability checks or help of a seeing eye dog as we have today. He was ignored by everyone. There was no one to help him and take care of him. He was portrayed as a nobody and as a pathetic figure in the community, having little, if any, value. He was considered worthless and at the bottom of the social ladder. So the only way he could survive was to sit by the roadside and beg for people to give him something, especially food, so that he could survive. And yet Jesus did not ignore him and treat him as a nobody, worthless and a burden to the community. On the contrary, as Jesus heard his voice, he catches his attention when he pleads, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And when Jesus told him to come to him, he did not just get up. He threw off his cloak, jumped up, and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." In other words, "Rabbi, I want to be able to see again. Rabbi, please fix my eyes." But what is even more interesting about him, that even though he was blind, he was seeing a lot more clearly than the disciples even did, of who Jesus was and what Jesus was all about as the Messiah. For him, there was no need for mud and spit for his healing. When Jesus healed the other man born blind and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," as he went and then said to everyone, "I went and washed, and then I could see." Instead, here Jesus only spoke the word, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. He could see instantly again. And because of his healing, he chose to walk on the way with Jesus to Jerusalem and became a follower and disciple of Jesus. Yes, he was healed of his blindness, not only physically but also spiritually, as he saw and acknowledged Jesus as the true Messiah. When Jesus called him, he was moved to action as he jumped up, threw off his cloak, and stepped forward to receive whatever Jesus would give him. And Jesus chose to heal him because of his strong faith in him as the Messiah. "Go your way, your faith has made you well." Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Are we any different than Bartimaeus? And do we also need Jesus' help for mercy? The answer is yes. When we need Jesus, there comes a point in our own lives when we must also get off the floor and take the leap of faith. And yet, how many times have we failed to get up or to get off the floor as we find ourselves waiting just like old Mrs. Fletcher did in the television commercial, who had fallen and couldn't get up until the life alarm company comes to her rescue. As a matter of fact, nobody except for the life alarm company even cares that she has fallen. The rest of the world is out watching the parade. But poor Mrs. Fletcher, as she is still home on the kitchen floor waiting until they finally come to help her. That is also true of us. We are no different. Just like Mrs. Fletcher, we have also fallen, and none of us can get up by ourselves because our sins weigh down heavily on us, and the only hope we have is to ask for Jesus' help and forgiveness to lift us up again. And just like Bartimaeus, whenever we have fallen and we get the feeling that everyone around us is also ignoring us, we must get up, throw off our own cloaks, and take that same leap of faith as we repent and turn to the cross of Jesus, trusting in his love and forgiveness. To trust in Jesus, who does not ignore us, treat us as a nobody and worthless in our own society, but as a forgiven child of God and an heir of eternal life through our faith in him as our Messiah. We must always follow the voice of Jesus and recognize that we see him as our own Messiah and Savior. And finally, to learn from Bartimaeus that now we have a new life in Jesus, as he also softly and tenderly is calling for you and for me. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit to follow the example of Bartimaeus, to get up, throw off our own cloaks, and take a leap of faith in placing all our faith and trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life in him as our Lord and Savior. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, "Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling for you and for me. See, on the portals he's waiting and watching for you and for me. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to call upon Jesus when we need his help, just like Bartimaeus did when he cried out, saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And then to get up, throw off our own cloaks, and take the same leap of faith, as Jesus also says to us, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee." Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." Amen.